study,
and play come together on a Windows 11 PC.
And for a limited time, college students get
the best of both worlds.
Get the Unreal College Deal. Everything you need to study and play with select Windows 11 PCs. Eligible students get a year of Microsoft 365 Premium and a year of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate with a custom color Xbox wireless controller. Learn more at windows.com/student offer. While supplies last, ends June 30th. Terms at aka.ms/college PC.
This is what everyone's talking about.
Everything's on the table.
This is what champions come to take. This is what everyone came to see.
And the slam!
No do-overs. No second chances. No more Mr. Nice Guy. This is Winner Take All. And it's all happening now on the home of the NBA Finals. Don't miss it. June 3rd on ABC and the ESPN app.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
My phone is buzzing like crazy.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Myles Garrett is in fact being traded to the Los Angeles Rams.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Rams are not messing around.
Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Coming up, six-time Pro Bowl safety, Eric Weddle. ESPN NFL analyst, Alex Smith. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Why don't you tell me the name of the movie you want to see? What is going on in the NFL when A.J. Brown is now a Patriot and Myles Garrett is going to have a press conference later today at the Rams headquarters? Get out of here.
Whose house?
What in the world?
Rams house.
What in the world is happening?
Myles Garrett's jersey now for sale on Ram Shop.
You know what?
He got the number?
People are going to buy that.
95.
Huh. Wonder how much he had to give up for.
Who had to give up?
Puna Ford.
Puna Ford.
Rockman came up with a good.
I'm wondering if he's going to drive something more expensive.
I was going to say. I said Puna Ford should ask for $95,000.
That's a car.
$1,000 for every
Numa.
Every Numa.
Yes. That's what,
and a new car.
That's the starting point.
I like it.
And fuel for a year.
I like what you're doing.
Yeah.
You want my number?
95, now available.
Eric Weddle is going to join us shortly.
Okay.
I think Myles Garrett is speaking this afternoon.
That's what I said. There's a press conference later today.
Yes.
2 p.m. Pacific.
I said 2 p.m.
I don't want to put anything on the lap of ESPN 710 here in Los Angeles. I'm imagining that might be covered live.
I would imagine.
Just throwing that out there.
It's a good
sorry
chance.
If the program director's like, what the hell did Rich just say? Exciting. Man, I mean, Albert Breer just joined us, and I don't think we left any crumbs on the floor about questions involving both Garrett here in Los Angeles and A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. And he said the Rams not only reached out in March about Myles Garrett, but it had to be when they reached out to Andrew Berry, the way that he set it up, it had to be Andrew Berry going to Les Snead. Again? Really? Because he said the Rams started calling the Browns about Myles Garrett at the trade deadline in 2022.
Oof.
4 years ago.
Again?
That's awesome.
They started asking about, is Garrett available?
That's crazy.
In the trade deadline of 2022.
All right, hold on. What was going on that season?
It doesn't matter. The Browns probably weren't very good, and the Rams were like, what the Rams are doing. I just want to repeat this again.
Myles Garrett only made second-team All-Pro.
Listen, I just want to repeat again here, because it's all together just trying to let everyone know, certainly here in Los Angeles, who they have in the general manager's seat if they already don't know or appreciate. Okay. In less need. This is a bad man.
Okay. Your boy's a bad man.
Because again, we talk about Howie Roseman, we talk about John Schneider, we talk about other general managers in this league.
They're bad men too.
Les Snead is a very bad man because he's been hunting this whale and biding his time, right? And think about it. The 2022 trade deadline was the trade deadline after they had just won the Super Bowl with Aaron Donald pointing to his ring finger. After the Rams had just put a trophy in the case here in Los Angeles in their own house. Okay? And you're also seeing this guy who's in the same time of checking in on Myles Garrett is checking in on A.J. Brown. And also, if that had happened, he would have had to have looked Davante Adams in the eye and saying, thank you for your service. But we're sending you somewhere else. And so, yeah, you know, McVay is the guy who's maybe calling up players and sitting down with Verse and making sure this guy's good and that guy's good. Well, Les Snead is, you know, in similar, you know, love with his players. But at the end of the day, he is generally managing what is best for the franchise. And he is going for it. And he is nailing it to the point where next time he drafts a kid 13th overall that a lot of people think it doesn't have a first round grade on him. And they're like, why aren't you drafting Reuben Bain?
I mean, I said that.
Why aren't you drafting Reuben Bain to go rush the passer?
Bain.
So
we all wonder.
Matthew Stafford can be helped in what could be his last year here off the MVP season for you to win another trophy and put it in the case here. And he's like, okay, well, we like the kid. We think he's the next quarterback, and we'd rather use the draft pick here now rather than see what's in next year's draft when we're going to be picking so damn low that we're not going to get the quarterback of the future. And we'll get that kid now, so we'll be freed up to use draft choices on, okay, you don't like the fact that I left Reuben Bain on the board? How does Myles Garrett sound to you? At age 30, where he's making $30 million a year this year, how does that sound to you? How does it sound to you that not only am I going to do this now, but here's the benefit of what Albert Breer just told us as well, talking about how Howie Roseman is going to be using the draft choices from the Patriots in a way that he moves around the board. He takes a third rounder here for Jalen Phillips, and he lets him walk. And then he gets another third rounder, and he gets the third rounder for letting Milton Williams walk, and he moves it around. He turns him into Jonathan Grenard, right? And these are the ways that people can use the draft to supplement what other teams are doing. But do you know who doesn't have the draft now to react to Myles Garrett showing up in the division? John Schneider, John Lynch. They do not. How do you counter what the Rams just did on June 2nd? You don't. You now have the benefit of adding this guy after everyone else doesn't have the best chance to potentially add a counterpunch. And you got the kid you like in your back pocket. You don't need to go shopping for a quarterback in the next few years. You let Stafford stick around as long as he wants. There's dimensions of chess off the charts.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Cold, cold, bad man. Sitting up there.
Batman tings.
In Thousand Oaks. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Chris, you ready to do this thing? You want to do this thing here now? What do you want to do here?
What am I doing?
It's called Overreaction Monday.
Yeah, buddy.
On a Tuesday.
Come on, man.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
Christopher Brockman, what do you have?
Guys, what's happening? Great to see you.
Yeah.
Just saying, a Patriots-Rams Super Bowl is 30-1 right now, TJ. Just throwing that out there.
What is it?
No, thanks.
30-1 on a Patriots-Rams Super Bowl right now.
You bet it.
Ooh, that's not a bad
bet. I mean, I plan to. Just
okay.
Just saying. Guys, we told you yesterday, breaking news, Myles Garrett's a Ram.
Yep.
With Myles Garrett, the Rams will be back in the Super Bowl, and he's going to set the single-season playoff sack record.
Okay. That's not an overreaction.
That's six.
This is not an overreaction.
That is six.
This is not an overreaction. I thought you'd go with the thing that Cooper asked me when I saw him for the first time yesterday.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Do you think the Rams can go 17-0, Dad?
Oh, no.
I did say that to him.
Yeah, no.
I said, even though you accuse me of being a passionate Rams fan, here's my answer. It's just anything can happen.
Man.
But the thing that I also just said about what Les Snead is doing is that even if you draft a rookie, all the rookies that they did draft, good luck making the team. Good luck cracking the lineup right now. It's crazy.
I was listening to
Chris, addition means.
Chris Long did a pod yesterday about it. He said the Rams are the closest thing we've seen to an NFL super team.
Yeah. I mean, now the super team, you know, as you know, is a supercharged word in the NFL because the Eagles destroyed that.
Well, that was
when
that
Vince Young
that was
called
dream team.
The dream team.
Dream team.
Listen, this is just not an overreaction. Me sitting here goes, oh no, Rams aren't. They still have to show you that they can win the Super Bowl. They did last year.
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, Trent McDuffie got added to on the back end. Let me ask you, if I said to you, best pass rusher, best cornerback in the NFL, certainly in the AFC.
Ooh.
You'd have gone Myles Garrett and arguably Trent McDuffie. And the Rams got both. Both.
Pat Sertan put his hands up.
Oh, I understand that. There's an argument on all fronts.
For sure.
What else you got, Chris?
Super team.
What else you got, Chris?
Aaron Donald should come out of retirement. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah. What do you said? So
Pat this morning said that he reached out to Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald said he's 35, but it's definitely got him interested, and he's got to see if he can light the fire back up.
I don't know. Lighting the fire back up to just get in now and go through training camp and all that.
That seems unlikely.
I know, which is why I'm excited to have Eric Weddle on coming up in just a few minutes' time, because Eric Weddle's a guy. Out of necessity, though. Don't you remember the Rams when they made that Super Bowl run? They were down to their like Spinal Tap drummer at the safety position.
But if Aaron Donald wants to come back in like November.
An old pop culture reference, but.
You know, play 60% of the snaps.
The Rams would not turn that down.
They'll dial it up to 11.
Yeah, they would. So I hear you. Do they need it? No. Do we need it?
Hell yeah, we need it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It would be cool as hell, man.
As I was saying yesterday, Myles Garrett is the only guy that would cause Aaron Donald to say, do I look fat in this?
The answer is no.
The answer is no. No. But still.
He was throwing up 140s, TJ.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would ever
like, come on.
Make him.
It's called a joke.
Really?
What else, Chris?
He's wearing number one. He's happy. He's finally home, TJ. A.J. Brown's going to be the first Patriots wide receiver ever to lead the NFL in receiving yards this year.
Give me that again.
A.J. Brown, first Patriots receiver ever to lead the NFL in receiving yards.
I don't think that's an overreaction either, man. It's not.
Underreaction Monday.
I mean, though, what would that require, though? Last year, it required 2,000 yards. I don't see a Patriot ever doing that. I don't see that. I mean, there's Vrabel likes to run it, as rightfully so. I don't know.
Catches 150-yard bomb a game.
Then
30 yards
on
the
others. Call this an overreaction. Last year, JSN was threatening 2K. Really, 2K for a Patriot receiver? Come on now. There'll be enough snow games where that'll be a problem. I'm excited for you. This one I'll call an overreaction.
Tom Brady had 5 touchdown passes in a snow game.
This one I'll call, like, if it's 1,500, 1,600 yards, I'm in. Last year, JSN put it in a neighborhood I don't see a Patriot wide receiver hitting, despite how talented Drake May is.
Thank you. Yeah. Drake May.
Okay.
We talked to a guy on this team yesterday, Terry McLaurin. Great conversation. Check it out on our YouTube channel.
I agree.
But I think one of the biggest shrug emoji teams for 2026 are the Commanders.
Meaning what? No, I know that.
What are we going to get out of this team?
But
you get a top five shrug emoji teams for 2026. The Commanders are high on that list.
Because Daniels was hurt last year. So was McLaurin. And so you look at how that was such a main offensive engine for the team that made the NFC Championship game. And you're wondering, was it because of the injuries? Or was it because the roster's beginning to get older? Is it because the coaching staff didn't do it? So, yeah, I understand that.
Who's their running back?
That's another good one. Well, it's
Bill Kroski?
Bill Kroski.
Bill. I don't know.
Bill Kroski Merritt. Again,
we'll see.
One of my favorite football names. Sounds like a guy you meet at the American Legion on a Saturday night. Ah, Bill Kroski Merritt. Or you see his name on the back of a park bench waiting for a bus. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they did add Rashad White.
Bill Kroski Merritt, real estate. I got a house to show you.
I don't know.
Okay.
Or one of those lawyers.
Bill
Kroski Merritt. I'm on your side.
Yeah, I'm on your side. Bill Kroski Merritt. I'm on your side.
That's funny.
Involved in an accident?
Bill Kroski Merritt.
Have a slip and fall in a grocery store?
Bill Kroski Merritt. I'll keep going.
Get hit in her mouth.
This is now an overreaction.
In a grocery store?
Exactly. Now you're
slipping and fall.
Yeah.
My neck, my back.
In a produce department. Yeah. Just ask Mitch Johnson.
Mitch Johnson sounds like Doc Rivers. DJ Moore out?
Because the Spurs coach sometimes works in that department. You can see.
Got to reel you guys back in.
With your own two eyes. Come on, what are they doing? All right, what else, Chris?
I'm really high on the Bears. I think this is going to be the year for them. Mm. Breakout. You're going to have a lot of fantasy players on the Bears this year.
Yeah.
DJ Moore out. Both Luther Burden and Roma Dunze will have more yards and TDs than DJ Moore in Buffalo.
Oh, okay. Come on, dude.
Both.
Stop it. I'll even go this. How about this? I'll say it's what's more likely DJ Moore has more than both of those guys. How about that?
Oh.
Combined?
Not combined. That at the end of the day, who has more yards and touchdowns? At the end of the day, is it DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, or Luther Burden? Who is it? You got to choose.
The Bears.
Okay. TJ, you want to chime in here? Because there's a guy named Josh Allen throwing this guy the football,
that's
right?
That's true.
But he spreads it out. And the most valuable player on the Bills is Josh Allen.
Right. Right. Okay.
This is a good one.
All right. Joe Brady doesn't spread the ball out when he's now the OC and HC, right?
We'll see.
Okay. I'm there for you, Hoskins. What else you got?
Listen to Lamar Jackson talk. Contract this, contract that. The Ravens are playing a dangerous game waiting on giving this guy an extension.
You are just so anti-Ravens. You just every single time.
They're playing a dangerous game.
What's the game that they're playing?
Guy's already asked for a trade once.
And then what happened?
Nobody wanted to pay the price. He wanted out.
That's because they had two firsts.
Nobody wanted to pay that.
I know.
That's a lot.
In hindsight, Atlanta probably should have done it.
Well, looking back.
So.
Looking back.
All right. Move on.
All right, last one. God. And I want to get this out here. NBA Finals tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wemby and the Spurs just slammed OKC's championship window shut.
No, I think that's over.
That's an overreaction.
Yeah.
Really?
Could there be a Greek freak that wants to go and take on the San Antonio's man from France?
That's also possible.
Get a piece of Greece?
Well, so if Jalen Williams...
Full European Union, go full EU on that conference?
If Jalen Williams is healthy
Luca,
the whole series...
Hey, we thought Denver was going to win a bunch of titles. They only got one. We thought the Celtics were primed to win a bunch of titles.
I don't know.
None of those they guys only, were set up like
they only got one. Oh, yeah, they were.
Let me just tell you this. Oklahoma City winds up getting Giannis, let's just say, and then they wind up getting Yaxel Lendeborg in the draft like everybody says that they're going
to
get.
They'd have to give up that pick to get
it. Well, they have another one, too, in their back pocket, pal.
That's when I say set up, Chris. That's
they
what
got not
mean.
One. They have two firsts.
They're all going to Milwaukee.
Okay. I would counsel against thinking Sam Presti's toast.
Yeah.
Okay. This subject matter, like many of the Thunder, has flopped.
Whoa. But don't boom. How you doing?
A little harsh.
Hey now.
Spick is real.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one, well, that helps your business grow. The challenge is finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/eyes, and terms and conditions apply. I'm not going to lie. This man set the Michigan Wolverine fan base on fire, aflame. Eric Weddle's going to join us next.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Save $2 when you buy two cans of Superior Products Coverall Tire Dressing. Plus, receive 4x O Rewards points now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Coverall delivers long-lasting shine. Visit your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. Rich Eisen here. You ever notice what happens when something big rolls into your city? A major tournament, a can't-miss concert, a high-stakes playoff game. Suddenly, fans are everywhere. It feels like everyone's trying to get in. Streets are packed. Hotels book up fast. And finding a place to stay? Not so easy. That's exactly why this can be a smart moment to think about your own space. If you're planning to be away, you can list your space on Airbnb while all of that's going on and earn some extra cash at the same time. You're not changing your routine. You're just making the most of the moment. From my years on the road, I can tell you what people are looking for during these big events. A comfortable home base. Something that feels like their own space in the middle of all the action. And when options are limited, places like yours could really stand out. So if you've ever thought about listing your space, this is a great time to give it a shot. When your city is at its busiest, your home could be exactly what someone is looking for. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
14-year veteran Eric Weddle is here on the Rich Eisen Show. When I say 14 years, you just made a noise. Like, can you not believe that you played 14 years in the NFL?
I can't. I really can't believe I ever played in the NFL at this point in my life, which is crazy to think about, and also not. But way my life is now, and just coaching high school ball, and trying to be a good father and raise these kids and be a good husband. It's a daily task. I make my mistakes, but it's crazy to even fathom that I played that long.
Okay. Now, the reason why I reached out to you is not only because I missed you, but of something that you said about the University of Michigan. University of Michigan starting quarterback, but I'm going to put a pin in that for the moment, Eric, okay? Because news in the National Football League has intervened. And the Los Angeles Rams, who you know very well, having a Super Bowl ring courtesy of your play and your teammates' play for them a few years ago, goes ahead and acquires Myles Garrett. What do you think of this acquisition, Eric Weddle?
It's just right in line of how the Rams do business over the last decade, that they identify someone that they feel can help not only on the field, but within the building, and try to get them closer to winning the Super Bowl. They're going to do it. And one of the few organizations year in and year out go all in for a Super Bowl. And as a fan now of the game, but as a player, you love knowing that every year you have a chance, because the organization, the head coach, the GM, and the owner are going to do whatever they can to build a team and add assets to help that team win a Super Bowl. So I think it's a good move. When you look at the landscape of it all, Jared Verse is a stud. Okay. But when you're looking at a team and you got a lot of guys that are coming up in the next year or two that you're going to have to pay, are you going to identify verse and pay him top dollar? And if that answer is no, then, and you have the ability to go get the best defensive player in the entire National Football League, you do it and you make it. And knowing you're probably going to lose the young guy anyways, because you put a number, when you're building a team, you put numbers on guys and how that all fits into the equation. And so it makes sense for me. Jared's a great, great player, great guy, great locker room guy. Like, those guys are hard to come by, but you're getting a future Hall of Famer, transcendent type talent to add to your team to go win a Super Bowl now.
Yeah, man. When he shows up in that building today, if he's not already there right now, I mean, the jolt, no matter how much they did love Jared Verse, right?
Miles is going to bring so much more than just obviously the on the field, like his leadership, his accountability, being coachable, how he works, how he prepares. Like, that's going to resonate through the entire building and through all those young guys. So when Miles does eventually ride off in the sunset, like, those traits will still be in the building. Like, these moves are so much bigger than just the on the field. And I think the Rams grasp those types of traits and why it's going to work out.
What makes McVay so good, Eric?
Man, it's crazy. He has just a unique ability to connect while also having the respect both ways, right? Like, he earns the respect of his players, but then also the players respect him. And I think that goes a long way. The business is hard. You have to have tough conversations. You have to make decisions that ultimately are best for the team and for the organization and for the future. And so you have to have tough conversations. You have to do things like this. Like, I know for a fact he loved Jared Verse, but these are the tough decisions that you have to do as the head coach, and it's lonely being up top. But he is just, he's one of a kind, man. And for a guy that I connected with in a short amount of time, to this day, like, we talk monthly, we vent to each other, and it's just good to have someone that gets you. And I feel Sean and I are very like-minded, and he is someone that I love and root for every day.
Well, I mean, and then there's Stafford too, right? The whole business with drafting a kid and not helping him out in the draft to try and win a championship this year, but now they draft Ty Simpson and have him sitting there so they don't have to use draft choices on a quarterback in future drafts, so they use them to get Myles Garrett. I mean, Stafford's got to be out of his skull right now, I would think, happy that he's got a chance to walk off in the sunset on his own terms as long as he continues to play well, would you say, or not really?
Yeah, I mean, as an older guy, it's very similar when I signed with the Rams in January, February, when I got released by the Ravens. And then the draft comes up in April, and Sean called me about five picks before they picked Taylor Rapp and was like, hey, just want to let you know, we really like this kid. I think he'll be a great addition. He'll be great to learn from you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, great. Like, at that point, I'm not worried about a rookie taking my job. I'm not worried about what the perception is. If I can't play anymore, then I shouldn't be playing, right? So I'm not – for staff, he's not worried about that. Like, yeah, could you added another player to help the team on the offensive side? But, yeah, but then you got to think about, how does he fit in the scheme? How does he fit in the system? And then, ultimately, how is he going to fit under the cap when you're having to pay these guys 2-3 years down the line? So I know Stafford is pumped. He's not worried about any of that. If he's still playing 2-3-4 years down the line, that's the best case scenario, right? Because that means he's still playing great football. We probably have a couple more Super Bowls, and Ty can just sit and learn. It's hard to play quarterback at any level, right? And to ask a young guy to just go in there to try to play at a level that is required is hard. So, I think it's the best case scenario for Ty to learn for a year, 2-3 years, and then ultimately take over.
Eric Weddle here on the Rich Eisen Show. And, you know, you're the perfect guy to ask this. You're the absolute perfect guy to ask this, because the rumor mill rampant that the only guy that could get Aaron Donald to come out of retirement just got acquired by the Rams. and maybe he doesn't want to go through a full season. Maybe he wants to, if you will, pull an Eric Weddle, which is come back just for the playoffs. I understand the reason why you did it was far more out of necessity for the Rams to get you in there based on the injuries that were suffered at your position. But what do you think about the idea of Aaron Donald running it back one more time just so he could play with Myles Garrett and win another ring in the stadium? Eric?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt like he can go do it. Can you physically get ready to play a half a season, a full season? He's much more of like a specimen freak than I ever was. So the change in trying to get ready is not even applicable. So I don't know. I tell the older guys, like, once it's done, it's done. And he has a chance potentially to come back and fill a role, like to help those young guys. And if you love it and you are all in on the grind and the preparation and the pain and the sacrifice and being away from your family and all that entails of going back and playing, I say, go do it. But if there's an ounce of doubt of saying like, I don't know if I want to do this, or knowing that after games, you're not going to be able to move and you're going to be just can't sleep and you're going to do this, that, and the other. For me, it just wasn't worth it. That's why I retired. So, and that's usually when you get to a point, everything that you pour into the game, it's just not worth it anymore. And so I don't know, it'd be awesome to see. I mean, who wouldn't want to see AD back here wrecking havoc and getting sacks and forced fumbles?
Yeah, it would be the NFL version of Avengers Doomsday, Eric. You know, seriously. And as a fan, of course, I want to see it, but I just love how you know, this is why I wanted to speak with you about this, is it's not just a machine you turn back on, even though he does look like a machine, you know?
It's a lot. It's all mental when at this point of our careers, or when you're later in the career, because you're not just asked to play at a high level on the field. It's the weekend, the day in process of how you're leading, how you're bringing on the young guys, how you teaching them to watch film, how you teach them to study and take notes and be there early and working out and rehabbing. And then you got injuries and you got to try to finagle it so you can still be out there with your guys. And it's so much more than just what you see on Sundays. And that mental grind takes a toll on you. So if you're all in and you can do it mentally, then yeah, physically he'll be fine.
But I mean, what about a 6-week residency when it's a playoffs and you got to get ready in advance, right? When would it, I mean, he's such a physical freak. When would he have to start thinking about it, theoretically?
Yeah, I mean, if he was like a second half of the year type guy, like the last 4 weeks to get his feet wet. And then, I mean, for his position, it's more lifting weights and like short area quickness. And I don't think it would take a lot of time for him to get ready. The toll and the beating, he would have much more of an adjustment. But then, you know, the team dynamics, the culture, like, how are you going to intertwine all that? Like, there's a lot more that goes into it. Just saying, hey, we're going to add this best player ever to our team, but hasn't been here for the whole season. How is everyone going to handle that? You know, so there's a lot more dynamics to it than just saying, hey, let's just add him and let him go play 15, 20 snaps and see how that looks. Well, you got to have everyone bought in at that point.
Well, I mean, again, you did it out of necessity from the Rams calling. Different. They called you up, right?
Yeah.
So
they had nobody else, right? Like it was in dire needs where I could come help the squad and they needed it for this. Like, yeah, injuries may happen. How is the rotation? You know, the starters are in there now. They're taking reps away from that. Like, you know, there's just way more dynamics than it was in my case where it was just like, hey, like, we need you. Come help us and let's see what happens.
So moments ago, and speaking about Ty Simpson, Eric Weddle, you mentioned how difficult it is to play quarterback at any level, which is interesting you would say such a thing. Because this weekend, my phone went absolutely haywire from people saying, hey, don't you know Eric Weddle? I mean, did you hear what he had to say about Bryce Underwood? You went on the 0260 podcast, sir, And you said, quote, don't be surprised if the backup is playing early at Michigan. That Underwood kid, I don't think he can throw or play quarterback. That is what you said. You set my world on fire, sir.
No, a lot of people's world, which is crazy to think that an opinion can affect so many people's lives with the Michigan Wolverines.
Well, it's not just anybody's opinion, Eric. Again, you know Kyle Whittingham inside and out. You're wearing a Utah hat, a Utah. Yeah.
If anyone that knows Coach Witt is not the most personable of people. So the amount of times we've talked on the phone in the last 20 years, I could probably say maybe 5 or 6 times.
But you were there, though. He invited you to spring practice.
So let me give a little context, because everyone just thinks when I say he can't throw, it means he literally can't throw. No, it means I don't think he's very accurate. And when I say I don't think he played quarterback, it means playing the position at the standard that I think he should be at. But when I saw him, and I saw 2 games last year, and so then I saw him in spring. My expectation when I got to spring ball to watch Michigan, because I was with my son going on spring visits. We went on 9 different spring visits just to see schools and see their culture and identities and this and that. And Michigan, I would say, was probably the top most impressive school, from resources to facilities to culture to the coaching staff to the brand. Like I remember, all I've ever known is the University of Utah guys. Sure. So when I go to these schools that are some of the best in the entire country with the history, I'm blown away. So for people that don't know me, like, I'm a loyal guy. Like, you want me in your corner. So I actually want Michigan to win.
No, I get it. No, but this is your honest assessment, which I'm curious about, because
I'll be
straight up with you.
Everything else up before I get to why I said that.
No, I understand that. Yeah. And I'll be straight up with you too, Eric. You know, watching Bryce Underwood, who's been in this chair and is a delightful kid and one to root for, watching him against Ohio State, which only had, wait for it, a gajillion top 10 picks on the defensive side of the ball playing against him, he looked lost. He looked like he didn't know where to go with the football. He didn't have the right footwork. And I'm looking around with my buddies and I'm like, who's coaching this guy? Like, what is happening right now? So, and we all saw it. All of us in Michigan saw it. So for you to come in and say, hey, new coaching staff here, and obviously it's going to take time, but your assessment as being Eric Weddle, who knows what you're talking about, that you think the backup is going to be starting, you know, sooner rather than later, that'll set a hair on fire.
Yeah. Eric. And listen, I don't take back what I said. Like, obviously hearing it doesn't come off very well, but the point is you have to play quarterback a certain way to win a national championship. And my understanding of Michigan is they expect national championships, and these kids are paid to play a certain way. Hmm. Right. So when I saw from 2 games last year, and then I went out to spring ball, I saw not very good QB play. Now, I know the coaches there are coaching and doing the best they can, and they're going to put them in their best foot forward. Right. Like, they're going to work. And I don't know him from anything. I just go off what I see. Okay. Hmm. And what I saw was not good. And then I go off to other schools and see what it looks like. Then it's like, okay. Then a few weeks go by and you're hearing about comments from players and coaches about the other kid. I don't even know what the other kid's name is. And then you see the spring ball of both quarterbacks. And my whole point when I'm talking on a 30-minute podcast and 2 minutes comes to that, something pops in my mind. And what popped in my mind about Michigan, not all the great things that we experienced, but the one thing that stuck out most was the inability of the quarterback play compared to all the other schools that we went to. And then I thought to myself, the way Coach Witt is, and I haven't talked to them, I don't know anything on the inside or out, like, it's nothing like that, but it's just my opinion on how Coach Witt coaches and how they win football games and how Utah's won. They play great defense. They don't turn the ball over, right? And they run the football. And so if the quarterback is not playing at a high clip and struggles, I could see a change. That was my whole point. Can he play? Is he talented? Yes. Is he a freak of nature? Yeah. Like, no one's denying that. I'm not naive to that, but I do know what high level championship quarterback play looks like. I tried stopping these guys for my whole career. Okay. And so my expectation when I watch quarterbacks is, can he lead this team to a championship or not? And it doesn't mean that he's not a good kid or he can't throw the ball 25 yard out, like all this other stuff. No, it's just my opinion is I don't think he can at this point. Now go prove me wrong. Like, this isn't going to be the first time someone says something negative about you. I've had people, critics, media, teammates, fans say things negatively about me my whole career, but you either choose to accept it or motivate you and go be great and worry about what's inside the building and the work you're putting in. You don't have to portray anything other than go put the work in and let the work speak for itself.
And just, I got a minute left. Footwork. What is it? Is it something that could be fixed? Is it physical? Is it mental? What do you think?
So I think it's a number of things. It could be obviously how he was developed in high school, then his first year at Michigan, getting coaching or lack thereof. There's just a lot of improvement, both pre-snap, post-snap, rhythm, timing, footwork, everything has to be in line. Like it's a sequence when you're playing quarterback, right? Like it's a quick three, it's a three-step rhythm. It's a three-step with a hitch, depending on what the routes, what the coverage is, what your rules are, the progression. And that just wasn't clean when I watched him. And so, therefore, the ball's on the ground. The ball's not being thrown. The ball's inaccurate. So can it be fixed? Of course it could be fixed. You can work every day. Hard work can alleviate a lot of issues. Okay, so can he? Yeah, but it's up to him and it's up to the team. Like, I'm just saying what I saw. And if the quarterback can play at a consistent level, whether it's him or someone else, to give Michigan the best chance to win a championship, that's who the coach is going to go with. No, there is no, you know, you would hope nothing gets in the way of playing the best and who gives a chance, the team, the best chance to win. But listen, we'll see what happens at the end of the year. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll still wake up the next day and coach football and right. and try to be the best I can be. And if I'm right, I'm not going to go out there and be like, oh, I'm right. I'm right. This and that. It's not, I'm not, my personality is not like that. You know me, Rich.
I do.
I knew I lit a fire and listen, I wish them the best. And like I said, for all the young guys out there, okay, this is a perfect example of not letting what people say on the outside affect what you do on a daily process, especially your mentals. Like, you know how hard you work, you know how hard you're doing for your teammates and trying your best. That's all that should matter. Not some guy on social media that thinks his opinion, and whether you want to believe it or not, your story can be written by what you do.
Eric, you're the best. Thanks for doing this. Look for more of my texts. Let's connect. I'll call
you. We'll get on during season for sure.
You bet. That's Eric Weddle, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. One of the best. Back on the Rich Eisen Show in a sec.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. A SoFi personal loan is here to help you achieve something once thought impossible, and that's overcoming high-interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low fixed-rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same-day funding. That's right. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Well, the Niners are so concerned about Myles Garrett being acquired by the Rams, they've gotten the legal services of Terzo and I to try and stop it. Did I get that correct, Terzo? You on the program, on the line here, sir?
Yeah, something like that. You know, it's been kind of a tough weekend, trolled by a guy in Singapore. And Myles Garrett going to the Lambs has not been a good week here.
Getting it from the Midwest and the Southeast. It's basically what you're saying. I got it.
Yep, just pretty much from all corners of the world here at this point, you know, and with the fact that you guys are talking Aaron Donald back into existence, you know, that doesn't really make me feel any better. We have the Grim Reaper and then, you know, Megatron coming through, so it's kind of scary at this point. Mm-hmm. This team is going to be really good. And it's going to be tough to win this. It's going to be tough to win this division now. I thought we had a decent chance, but given where we kind of stand right now, it's gonna take a lot for us to get over the sea chickens and the lambs, man. I think they might have our number this year, and we might have to hopefully stay healthy, but it's gonna be tough.
You're gonna get the first crack in. Speaking of the Southern Hemisphere, Australia. You're going to get the first crack. It's going to be Brock Purdy. Yeah, like the first guy that Miles is going to be gunning for.
Yeah, like they need more dangerous animals and poisonous animals in Australia. You add Miles Garrett to our plate. Okay. Yay. All yippee.
Right. Niners fan Terzo in Iowa chiming in. Not happy. Unhappy.
Appreciate you guys.
Right back at you.
Do you think Trent Williams slept last night? Like, which NFC West tackle got the least amount of sleep?
You want to put that as a Twitter poll?
You know what I mean?
Put that as a Twitter poll.
Which quarterback?
Put that as a Twitter poll. Yeah. Alex Smith is going to be joining us in hour number three on this program. Don't go anywhere. 2 hours in on today's Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.